I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. As you know, over the last week, we've been going through our best defensive players ever, position by position. We kicked off with fullback the other day. We had the Melbourne Storm's Billy Slater in there. We then jumped to our wingers and we had former Penrith Panthers, Sydney Roosters and North Queensland Cowboy Matty Singh jump in there. Very underrated player. And then yesterday, we added our best defensive centre, another extremely underrated player of the late 2000s, early 2010s, Matty Cooper for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, a brilliant centre, a real pure centre. Today we're going to have a look at 5'8", and there's been a number of guys over a long period of time. I mean, Wally Lewis stands out for me. Laurie Daly really stands out for me. There's been a number of guys, but for me, there has been one standout, and this 5'8", he could sort of also have been a lock forward. He played a lot of footy at lock forward. He was also, you know, the best lock forward in the game when he was there, but he really, his best position by far and away was 5'8", and for me, he is by far and away the best defensive 5'8" we have ever seen.
Charge down, no knock on. Fiddler's got the score. Fiddler, his farewell. His farewell.
As I said before, there was a couple of guys that did spring to mind here when we're talking defensive 5'8". Wally Lewis and Laurie Daly are two that came to mind. And to be honest with you, if you were to message me after this and say it has to be Laurie Daly, it has to be Wally Lewis, I probably wouldn't push back on you. But for me, I've gone with Brad Fittler. It probably helps by it's a guy that I saw the most of, to be perfectly honest with you. But Freddie, for me, he just defended like a back rower. And Freddie, you know, you can sit back there and you can watch the highlights now and see what he was able to do with the ball, see the control he was able to have over games. But Freddie had the rare ability to do that with his defense as well. And, you know, for me, it matters that you're not a spot defender. I mean, and I quite often have this argument with people that, yes, Jonathan Thurston was a brilliant footballer, don't get me wrong, but he was a spot defender, yeah. He was a guy that you would target with your attack to isolate him, and you would quite often get through him. And I will say about JT, yes, he was a spot defender, but he did always throw his body in the way of people. It didn't mean that he made the tackle. Most of the time he didn't. And I know that's, you know, a really unpopular opinion, and people get really upset when you say something negative about Jonathan Thurston. I'm not really sure why. It's just what happens with some footballers, I guess. But Jonathan Thurston, he was a really fantastic player, but as I said, he was a spot defender. Now, Brad Fittler, he never was that man. Brad Fittler, you would avoid running into him if you could, because he would just flog you. He had technique like very few forwards have, and for me, having a 5'8 like this, it really matters. Obviously, it matters on the scoreboard. You don't want to be scoring four and letting two in. You know, that's just not how it works. You have to be defending your line. But Brad Fittler, he wouldn't quite often come out of the line, put on a shot, and that would inspire his forward pack. If your halfback gets out of the line and does something, it G's you up. As a forward back, it makes you sit back and go, fuck, if my 5'8's doing that, I need to pull my finger out. I need to have a red-hot crack here. And, you know, I use the example, and this example, it went completely wrong. Don't get me wrong, yeah? It went awfully. But for example, Chad Townsend, yeah, when he came out of the line to put that hit on Kalyn Ponga last year and, you know, did a dive shoulder charge, that was just all adrenaline from Chad Townsend. And I understand what he was trying to do there, yeah? If he gets off that line, it's a 20-meter restart, he's giving it away. If he comes out and he puts a shot on Kalyn Ponga, imagine the inspiration and the G up that his forward pack gets from that. If our halfback or our 5'8's doing that, imagine what we can do now, yeah? And when Freddie used to come out and put these shots on, I mean, you just used to see the entire line. Yeah, the forwards, your Adrian Morleys, your Fitzgibbons, your Ricketsons, it would just G them all up. Yeah, you could see how excited they get when Freddie puts on a shot, how G'd up they used to get. And the next set used to be an absolute nightmare. And I'm aware that Freddie used to, like, he knew that he had this effect on people. He knew that he had this effect on his teammates. And when his team was down, he used to put these moments on. I've seen Nathan Cleary do it a few times too. He did it to the Titans, I think, last year. It was a pretty even sort of game. And then he came out of the line. He put a absolute ripper on, I think it might have been Bryce Cartwright. I could be wrong. I'd have to check this. But I remember there was a moment that Nathan Cleary put on a shot and his team got so excited on the back of it. And that's the sort of effect you can have as a half. Now, Thurston never really had that moment. People want to send me that tackle he made on Ryan James that one time, and you know that's fine. But that's, you know, that's one defensive effort out of a career you can send me. Yeah, Freddie used to do this all the time. Freddie used to do this every week. Freddie used to come out of the line and put a shot on and shut down a play. And the beauty of what Freddie used to do in defence was that not only would he make the tackle, he would win the contest. And there's a massive difference. Freddie used to be able to slow down the ruck, control that tackle. He would always end up with his body on top. He'd never have to roll away. He'd always get the first marker. And then you're able to communicate and put pressure on the next play. And Freddie was a master of this. He really did understand the game better than most. I always say Freddie's the most complete player I've ever seen. I get a lot of pushback, and I honestly can't understand why, but he's a guy you could play anywhere in your back line, he would do a job for you. Yes, he's not a perfect winger. I understand that. He's far from that. But there's not many guys in rugby league ever you could put in all sorts of positions and they could handle themselves as well as Brad Fittler. There's guys like Luke Lewis, and yes, Luke Lewis would be better on the wing than a Brad Fittler, but mate, is Luke Lewis even close in the halves and the 5'8s in your key positions as what Freddie was? I mean, the way that Freddie used to defend when he was at lock forward, he used to make 35 tackles and still come up with all these tries. He still direct their attack. He really was the complete package, Freddie. And for me, in halves, defence matters. And I've had this argument with a lot of people. I've had this argument with people whose rugby league opinions I really do respect, but I think they've been dragged into this highlights era of, you know, Thurston. Whenever we see his highlights, you know, we never show his defensive efforts. We only show his attacking, his try assist, his work with Matty Bowen, and it's brilliant. Don't get me wrong, it is brilliant. But for me, in my footy side, if you're going to be a halfback or you're going to be a 5'8", you need to be able to defend, you need to be able to hold your own, and you need to show a jersey each and every time. And Brad Fittler, he did that every single time for an entire career. Same as Wally Lewis, same as Laurie Daly. They were never spot defenders, and that really matters to me. It matters a lot. God, it matters so much to me. And that's why these guys, they play their whole career, you know, at one or two clubs, yeah, because their value, it can't be underestimated. And with the ball, all were brilliant, 100%. But in defence, it matters. And these guys, they always stood up. In the modern game, I found it really hard. There's a lot of 5'8s that are really good defenders. I mean, Lachlan Lewis is one out of Canterbury. You've got Chanel Harris-Tavita. He's a low-key, really good defender out of the New Zealand Warriors. I like him. I came down to two guys, and two sort of unexpected guys, I think. One of them's Cam Munster. I really like the way that Munster defends. He's just got that mongrel about him. He doesn't make shotgun decisions. He makes measured decisions. You never see him shooting out of a line and leaving his team short, but he's strong enough. He's got that. He's deceptively extremely strong, Munster, and he's able to handle himself in any defensive line. He does really well, but there's one young bloke who I think it's really flown under the radar, and I love him in defence. I think he's a really solid defender. He's really strong. He's not afraid to throw his body at anyone. He reads plays well. I think that's what, you know, part of what makes him so good in attack at such a young age that he has got such a good natural read on rugby league. And that's Dylan Brown out of the Parramatta Eels. I really like him defensively. He's a guy that you can rely on consistently. He makes great decisions with the ball, but in defence, he's not a spot defender. Yeah, I quite often see him saving the arse of Sean Lane inside him, and it shouldn't be that way. It should be the other way around. I love the way that Dylan Brown defends at the age he's at. I sometimes worry that he goes too hard for the age he's at, and that, you know, when he has the ball, my favourite thing about Dylan Brown, and I say this all the time, is that he won't give the ball to someone else who's not in a better position than him. He's not afraid to take a hit, and it's the same in defence. He's not afraid to put his body on the line. He will get in front of anyone, and he will not let them through. He makes good decisions. He doesn't make rush decisions. He's very measured. He's very calm. I often talk about you can't put old heads on young shoulders, but Dylan Brown, he really does have an old head on young shoulders. He is, you know, he's still got a lot to learn, don't get me wrong, but geez, he is experienced, and, you know, he's got an experienced head. He's still learning, but I've been so impressed with him over the last, you know, year or two. And the other thing about Dylan Brown is his scramble. I mean, the amount of times you see a team make a break and Dylan Brown is the closest chaser at the end of that, or he's the man making the tackle 10, 5 metres out, or he's just the closest man. It's the effort plays. Yeah, and this is something that Thurston always did. He always had the effort plays. He was always the man chasing, and I respect him a lot for that. But Dylan Brown, he's always the man chasing, and he's always the man to put his body on the line in the front line, which I respect so much. There's a tackle that Dylan Brown makes on, I believe it's Brandon Smith. I think it was the start of this year or the end of the year before, and he makes this fantastic tackle. He comes from the other side of the field. It was just brilliant. It's in the the Melbourne Storm running left to right, and it's in the top left corner, and he makes a tackle that there was no right for him to make. He goes to all that effort, and then the Melbourne Storm being the Melbourne Storm, they score in the right corner anyway, and you can just see how disappointed Dylan Brown is. And the game was out of reach too. The game was gone. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to make that effort play, but this is what Dylan Brown is built on, and this is why I think he's going to be the guy for Parramatta. You're all telling me about Gutho. You're all telling me about Moses. That's fine. I think Dylan Brown's the one to watch. He's got something special, and he's a guy that you can rely on week in, week out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.